What's going on over there, John?
I don't know, I'm singing.
Yeah.
Yesterday I got a letter from a friend down in Vietnam. Vietnam. I've just been thinking about Jimmy Cliff songs lately. Hello, testing, testing.
Cool.
Am I here? Are we here?
Sorry, I mean, where are we right now?
Yeah, we're in Big Rock Garden in Bellingham, Washington.
Why did you want to meet up at Big Rock Garden?
I don't know. I don't know, because it's a nice, it's just a beautiful place. Not so many people know about it, and it's just amazing. Amazing here to me. If there was 100 of me, all of them would be here or somewhere cool like this, you know? So I thought it would be nice and secluded. And contemplative, possibly, serene, you know? So we could speak, and maybe I could get in the mood and get my mind going well to where I could try to remember and focus on, you know, what we want to do here.
I'm debating here in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, why do you think your memory is so good?
I've been wondering that myself, kind of trying to review that again. I'm 47 years old now. I've been thinking about that. It's kind of a chicken or the egg thing, because I wondered if I had just kind of genetically had a great memory, and so then I eventually ascertained that I remembered the birthing experience, or I wonder if the experience of remembering the birthing process kicked my mind in somehow. I'm not really sure. I think it's beyond me.
Before we get into that, though, can you just give you a little introduction of who you are?
Okay. My name is John Hanneman. Hello. I'm a custodian up at Western Washington University in Bellingham, Washington. And that's where me and Jeff met up there at school, up there at Western.
So what's the earliest point then?
That I ever remember?
That you remember, yeah.
Anything?
Anything, yeah. Just describe that memory to me.
Hey, car's getting locked up.
We got 5-10 minutes?
We got like a minute.
Oh, geez. Okay. Thanks. All right, guys. That's good.
I'm interested to hear this.
Yeah, that's a good key point.
Yeah. Where do you think we should head?
Just up to the car truck.
Cool.
We'll find you.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks. This episode of Here Be Monsters is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and for 10% off your first purchase, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code MONSTERS9. And if you haven't yet had a chance to check out Squarespace, I'd really encourage you to go take a look at what they can do for you. Because back in the day, just about a year ago when Here Be Monsters started, I probably spent about a week of my life just trying to get the website to look halfway decent. And really, behind the scenes, it's all kind of held together with duct tape and silly string. And I mean, that's really just because I don't have a degree in web design. But in the coming weeks, you're going to see hbmpodcast.com get updated with a new, fresher look that I got from one of the professionally designed templates that Squarespace offers to all their customers. I'm really looking forward to having HBM image galleries along with each show and a professional-looking contact form that works really well. I found all these features really easy to use, and so for me, there's no more coding and no more headaches. So if you have a website, or if you want one, head over to squarespace.com and make sure to use the offer code MONSTERS9, that's MONSTERS and the number 9, to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for Here Be Monsters.
Here Be Monsters. The podcast about
coming down the birth canal. Would you like to hear about that?
The podcast about
the unknown.
No.
Oh yeah, for sure. Do you remember being in the womb?
I would answer that as yes. Because when I was a child, I had this experience called night terrors. It would just be this, just like terrifying experience of like pain and like just terror. And terror because the pain is coming again. And the younger I was, the more often they would happen. They had the last one when I was 13.
Like describe them.
It was the same experience. I remember there. It started. I'm sleeping. I'm quote dreaming, but it's kind of okay. It's kind of okay. It's not so bad. And then I remember there was like this red and green lights, and they were like. One above the other. It was like red and green, and it was like there was a line moving between them, up and down, up and down. Ding, 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 ding. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? Oh no, oh no! It's starting to happen again. Ah! And it was just terrifying, and it was horrifying, and then it would like go away, go away. And I thought for a long time what was going on with that, but then when I realized that I was remembering being born, that I was like, well, where did I get that food thought? And when I was a little kid, and they'd drive me around. And I'd be like laying on the seat or whatever, and then I'd look up at the street at the lights, and it would turn from green to red, and then we'd move, and so I was noticing that, or whatever. That was the dream material that I was pulling out, and as I got to be 4, 5, 6, I can remember I got into kickball. I was a bit like kickball at the school, right? So the dreams would be like one time I remember like. So the ball is rolling across the ground, right? It's just like, no problem. It's like rolling that way. And then it's like, wait a minute, what's happening? It's like just this feeling of like something's not right, not really freedom of movement. And like the ground would start moving up. It was moving up and down. The ball was rolling up and down. It was like, whoa, it's not smooth. What's happening? Kind of like loss of control, out of control. And then like, whoa, poor ball. Wait, ball. And it would just be this terrifying experience. A couple years later, I knew what football was, and I remember one time on a Super Bowl, I watched the Super Bowl, and later that night I had a night terror, and it was like somebody was throwing a football this way, throwing it back this way, and that was what I was thinking about, and that cued it in, and for whatever reason, then this night terror thing would be happening. And so it was just like I would find whatever was happening in my life going through my mind, and I would just have this night terror experience. I didn't know what it was at the time. It sucked because I never knew when it would happen. It could happen anytime. And then what would happen is I'd wake up, and then I'd physically wake up, but mentally I was still in that state of terrified, and I would just be screaming. Yeah, yeah, screaming bloody murder is what they would say back in that day. And I could not be calmed down. I could not be calm. I'd be looking for my mom, you know, even my dad. I mean, anybody. Just I'd run to them, and they were like, "What are you doing? You know, we got to deal with the child." And I'm like, "If do you have any idea how horrified I am right now? This is you can't even. It must be what like people feel like when a gun is pointed at you and you're about to die. That something like that."
You said that you have memories from in the crib. Is that?
I remember that. I remember being in the crib. Yeah, but I remember like coming down the birth canal. Would you like to hear about that?
Yeah, actually, I really would.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. I was born exactly 3 weeks late. When I've talked to my mom, I don't think she was too thrilled about that. And I understand now that I'm an adult. I always think, you know, ladies are like, oh, I'm giving birth to kid. It's, you know, they're like. You men, you don't know or whatever, but I'm like, oh yeah, and I'm like, yeah, you should try. You should try from the other end, man. It ain't a picnic from that end either, you know. But the interesting thing is, we all have done that, but most of us don't even know that. My experience coming down the birth canal was, I was like. There's no language, no English, no Arabic, no anything. I don't know anything. And I remember what I was thinking. I'm like, it's all right. It's kind of warm. It's kind of nice. All right. Just smooth and comfortable, you know. And then, this isn't so bad. I'm all right. This feels pretty cool. I'm aware. I'm like, what's happening? Something's different. What's happening? There's something's going on. I don't think I like this. I don't like this. Kind of feeling. I'm kind of feeling pressured here. Like,
I'm not feeling comfortable.
And then all of a sudden, like in my mind or my essence, it would just be like, and then I'd hear this sound, and it was like my head, which felt like all of me, almost like all of me at the time. I would just be like, and then it seemed like forever, whatever that means. And then we'd go on and go on, and it'd just be like, I wish this would stop, but I cannot stop this. And I was just trying to endure something I could not endure, but I had to. And then it would like kind of, it would be a little less. I'm like, oh, I hope this is, keep going less, keep being less pain. Oh, it went away. It's gone. Oh, it's completely gone. Oh, good. It's all right. I got a sneaking suspicion. No, it's good. Wait. I feel that it's coming on again. Wait.
No.
I think that was my cranium, or what I had of a cranium at the time. And, it was horrific. Terrible. But I wonder, you know, like, did all these things happen so that made my mind active, like, on point, remember everything? Or was I just born that way? I'm on point, I'm going to remember everything. I'm not really sure. I think it's about, like, 50-50 as it could be. It's just the way I am,
the way it is.
Do you remember the moment right after you crowned that?
I think I do. What I remember is like, whoa, here I am. And I remember that intense light, like that fluorescent kind of like fake light. And like, what the hell is this? It just seems so sterile and sanitized. I think about that as like, that was the most traumatic experience that I've ever been through in my life. But I think about that. Everybody has gone through a traumatic experience just to get here. We can all get over things, I believe, you know. I think about that with the experience of terror that seems to be so prevalent globally. And what that does to the culture as a group and individually.
Do you have any advice for anyone else that's been born?
I would like to save the world if I could, and I mean that. I'm not happy about it, what's going on. I used to think, I don't think I can. I can't. And I was sad about that when I was a child. So my advice and what's been working for me is like, I think 100 people smiled at me today because I smiled at them. It was awesome. You know, I'm like looking at you right now and I just smile and I see you smiling. I think there's something really good in that, you know, and I haven't always thought that. I had to go through a long jungle to get to here.
Yeah.
And,
Thanks so much, John. This is great. All right, cool. You want to head out?
Yeah.
I've got a question for you. How do you think your life would be different if you had been born by C-section?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Wow. Do contractions begin before the C-section happens?
I don't know.
I think that in the birth canal they have to pop you out the other way.
Is it? Yeah, I guess you don't usually like pre-plan them.
Some people do. I do. Generally speaking, I'd say, yes, it'd be different. But then I don't know. I'm going to think about this.
You should think about it. Just shoot me an email. If it sounds like something we need, I'll toss it into place.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate this, John. It's always fun. Yeah. Yeah.
John Hanneman is a storyteller living in Bellingham, Washington. In case his voice sounds familiar to you, you might remember him from one of the inaugural episodes of Here Be Monsters. It was about scuba diving and octopus and the Puget Sound's cold waters. And if you haven't heard that episode already, I strongly encourage you to give it a listen over on Here Be Monsters website. That's hbmpodcast.com. Also, I took a great series of pictures of John after we talked that night. He's posing in nature and showing his 4-foot-long dreadlocks. Check them out over on HBM's Facebook page. Just give a search up in the Facebook search bar for Here Be Monsters podcast and look for the multicolored Here Be Monsters logo. You can also connect to Here Be Monsters through SoundCloud, Twitter, Stitcher, email alerts, and even the Mule radio app for iPhones. Give it a search in the App Store. Here Be Monsters is distributed by the Mule Radio Syndicate, and if you're looking for more great podcasts to listen to, check out muleradio.net, where you'll find other great podcasts like Audio Smut, Decode DC, and Everything Sounds. Music this week from a great Brooklyn-based ambient group called Phantom Fauna, and from The Black Spot. More episodes soon. Thanks for listening.